Today's shiur is Masechet Shavuos, Daf Mem Tes, and we will begin on Daf Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, at the new perek, the last perek of our Masechta. Begins the Mishnah Bar Shem Heim. The Torah teaches us about four Shomrim. There are places that the Tana says the word Heim, and then there are places where the Torah does it, like in our Mishnah. And there are places where the Mishnah does not mention the word Heim. And Tosfos Masechet Bava Kamma says that there's no real reason when Heim is mentioned and when Heim is not mentioned. The Rashba, however, says that whenever the Tana uses the word Heim, it means Heim v'lo yoser, that only these cases that are being mentioned and nothing else. And the Dibros Moshe explains that the word Hain is to teach us that even though we're mentioning in our Mishnah that there are four Shomrim, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that there are four, but each one, it has a very different halacha. A Shomer Chinam is only Chayiv for Pshia. And Ramesh explains that it's not just that the halacha is more lenient with a Shomer Chinam. Certainly that is the case. But the reason a Shomer Chinam pays, says Ramesh, is not because there's an issue with his shmira. But rather, the reason a shomer chinam pays is not because of a shomer halacha, it's because of a mazik halacha. A shomer sachar, who we know is not only chai for pshi, but he's also chai for gneva veda, that's a different point, because he didn't do his job properly, so it's a halacha in shomerim. A shoyl is chayiv, because kol anor shalah, all the benefit from what happens is to him. And therefore, he has a higher level of shmira. And a seicher, as we know, somebody who rents, there's a big machlokes, which we will mention. Is his halacha like a shomer chinam? Is his halacha like a shomer sachar? Or is he treated like a shoyl? And because of that, whatever reason applies by them will apply by him. So, again, a shomer chinam is somebody who doesn't get paid for watching whatever he's watching. A shoyl is somebody who borrows. And nois hasachar is somebody who gets paid for doing what he's doing. V'asoicher is somebody who rents whatever he's watching. The Rishonim point out that even though the shomer hasachar is mentioned in the Torah before the shoyl, the Tana mentioned as the halacha of a shoyl, because what the Tana wanted to do is first mention the case of a shomer chinam, who's treated the most lenient of all of the shomrim, and then he mentions the shoyl, who is treated the most strictly of all the shomrim, and then we have the shomer sachar, who is in the middle. That's Tosfos Pshat. The Tosfos Yontif says that the shomer chinam and the shoyl have a common denominator. The common denominator by both of them is that there's an element of no payment. The shomer chinam is watching this without getting paid, and the shoyl didn't pay to use it. Whereas the shomer sachar and the seicher, both of them come with a financial element. The shomer sachar is getting paid to do what he's doing. The seicher pays to have a right to watch, to use this. And therefore, first we speak about, the Mishnah first speaks about those that don't pay at all, and then the Mishnah speaks about where there is a financial situation. The reason the Tana Mish calls the shomer sachar a nois hasachar, to teach us the halacha is that even if he doesn't necessarily get a financial remuneration, even if he just gets some sort of a remuneration that he could maybe under certain circumstances explain the first stroll, use what was left with him when it was money that wasn't bundled up. And all these cases, that's why it doesn't say shomer sachar, because the payment does not necessarily have to be in cash. Another reason is that if he didn't even have to do much in watching it, still, once there's a financial remuneration on for doing this, he's called a Shaymer Sachar, and that's why the Mishnah used the word Naisei Sachar versus using the words Shaymer Sachar. Shaymer Chinam continues the Mishnah as we're learning what's relevant to our shir. When we speak about a Shaymer Chinam, Nishbar al Kol, the halacha is that he swears for all situations. Even though Tosfos points out in the Masechta Bava Metzia that the Shaymer Chinam does pay if there was a pshia, if there was negligence, the halacha is that since that halacha is applicable by all Shaymerim, so there was no need for our Mishnah to mention it. Our Mishnah is mentioning only halachas which are unique to certain Shaymerim. Another explanation that the Miri suggests is that it's that the halacha of the situation that somebody was a poshea is very negligent is unlikely, and that's why the Mishnah didn't mention it. And another pshat he says, which is very similar to something that we mentioned earlier in our shir, that the chiyuv for paying for pshia is because of a mazik. Because if you didn't watch what you were supposed to watch properly, you are considered a mazik. And our Mishnah is not here to teach us the halachas of mazikim. Our Mishnah is here to teach us the halacha of shomrim. So again, shomer chinam nishba al kol. He swears, and the shvur that he makes, as we learned in Masechta Bava Metzia, is three levels. One is that shloi posha b'shmirasoi, that he wasn't negligent in what he did. The next shvur is shloi sholach yad by b'kodin, that he didn't use it for his own purposes. And the third shvur is that it's eina b'rishusoi, it's not just still left by him. And the reason that shvur is made because maybe he just wants to hold on to it. So he says that something happened. And that's why the halacha is that he swears that eino b'rishusoi. The halacha is based on what the Torah says. The Torah says, the pasuk says, im lo yimatza aganav v'nikra balabayis elekim. So I saw that there was once somebody learning this Mishnah, the halachas of Shomrim, and there was a Talmud in the class. As they were learning this Mishnah, he said, we just learned that one of the shvuos that has to be made is a shvuos she'en b'rishusoi. The shomer has to swear that this is no longer in his control. But there was a Talmud that asked, why is that going to be a satisfactory shvuah? Maybe at the moment that he made the shvuah, he asked somebody else to hold on to it. And therefore, even though he's making a shvuah that ain't a b'rishusa, he's making a shvuah that this item is not in his possession, what he's saying is actually not false, because it isn't in his possession at that moment. The Rebbe, when he heard the Talmud ask this question, was most concerned about this Talmud. He said the fact that the Talmud could ask such a question is an indication that his mind is working like a ganef. And indeed, what happened was that this boy was one day caught as being a ganef. We could tell by the questions that are asked sometimes what's going to happen here. The next thing is a shoyel mishalem sakol. The halacha is that a shoyel is chayiv even for einsam, even something, even there was an accident. However, as the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia teaches us, meisamachas malacha, if while he was working with it, something happened, then he's potter. And the explanation is because the entire reason he borrowed this is to be able to use it. And if it's not usable, so then the whole shayla, the whole borrowing, was sort of a mekach tos. And therefore, the halacha is that a shoyl does not pay if it was mesa machas malacha. The halacha is that even in a case like this, where we just said that the shoyel has to swear, still the halacha is that he has to swear she'en b'rishusoi. He has to swear that this object is not in his by him. Because even if he's going to pay, we need to be concerned that he's still looking to hold on to this object. And therefore, he'll be ready to pay, and but he'll make a shvuah she'ena b'rishusoy. He'll make a shvuah, he'll pay, but he wants to hold on to it. And that's not what's acceptable, because the person wants it, his object back. And therefore, even if he's going to pay, he has to make a shvuah she'ena b'rishusoy. Nois asoch v'asoicha, nishbon al shvuah v'al shvuya. The shayim asochar swears when it was an accident, then he's potter, alamesa, or if the animal died, but on geneva and aveda, for that he's going to have to pay, because that's the din of a shayim asochar, as we explained earlier. There's a interesting question that the poskim discuss. Here we're learning that somebody was a shayim asochar, he has to pay for geneva v'aveda. What would be the halacha if, when this person, the object that he's watching, there's insurance on that object? So since there's insurance on this object, the person who owns the object is not going to lose out, because the insurance is going to cover the geneva v'aveda. What would be the halacha? Will he be responsible for paying, even though the owner of the object will not lose out? Says Dar Sameach that even in a case where the owner of the object is going to be able to collect insurance, still he says that the Torah teaches us that a shayim asochar has to pay. And therefore, since he has to pay, that's why that then doesn't change whether there's an insurance policy or not. However, the Har B'Sam disagrees. Because the Har B'Sam says that when this shomer took on the responsibility as a shayim asochar to watch it, so whenever somebody's a shayim asochar, what he's essentially doing is he's saying, I am taking on responsibility, recognizing that if there will be a geneva and aveda, I will be held responsible. But in a case where the shayim asochar is aware that there's insurance, so what the shayim asochar is saying is that I took this object not thinking that if chas v'shalom there's a geneva and aveda, I'll have to pay, because I knew it would be covered by insurance. The Michas Yitzchak, in the Shas HaTshuvas Michas Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Simkuf Chav Zayin, discusses this question. And he says, what's going to be halacha if somebody was Shem Sach on a car, and the car was an accident? And we know that all cars have to be insured. He says, the fact that there's a law that every car has to be insured, that shows that whoever was a shayim asochar for this item was obviously aware that the law requires that there be insurance. And therefore, it's certain that the person who took the car was aware of that, and therefore was not concerned about geneva v'aveda, because he knew that the insurance was covering it. The question will be, we just said a shoyl is chayva geneva veda, and the shoyl, as we also have been learning, has a high level of responsibility. What will be by a shoyl regarding insurance? And he says that it seems that the halacha ought to be the same. Of course, he says that what will be if the insurance ends up not covering. So what happens now? Could the shayim asochar say that, well, I only took on responsibility with the assumption that the insurance is paying? Now that the insurance chose not to pay, I should not be held responsible. On the other hand, he was the shayim asochar. So he says, if the insurance company ends up not paying, in his mind, there is no question that the shayim asochar will be held responsible. If a shomer makes a claim, a false claim to absolve himself for having to pay, and he swears, and then he admits that he swore falsely, so the halacha is that that's called the case of shuas b'kadin, and he has to bring a korban asham, as we've discussed. He has to pay the value, and he has to also add a fifth. However, that's only in a case where what he's trying to accomplish with making the shlua is that he should not have to pay. While be the halacha, if the shomer makes a shlua that won't make a difference. And the Gemashna explains, Amul Shemichinam, if somebody who gave an animal to a Shemichinam to watch, and he asks him, Hechen Shari, where's the animal that I gave you to watch? And he tells him the animal died. That's not what happened. The animal didn't die. The animal had an accident or was stolen or lost. Or he tells him, Nishba, he tells him that the animal had a wound, got damaged. Or he says nishba, that the animal was taken away. Or he says nignav, that the animal was stolen. But really what happened was shemeso nishba nishba avid. Or he says avad, that the animal was lost. But really what happened is v'hu shemeso nishba nishba nignav. And then the owner of the animal tells the Shemichinim, I'm going to make you swear to that effect. Vamar Amen, he does swear, Potter. Because even if he would have said what really happened, he wouldn't have to pay. Because in all of these cases, the Shemichinim is Potter. So it's not the Shvua that helped him get off the hook, because he would have been off the hook anyway. And therefore, this is not considered a Shvua of Kfiris Mammon. It's not considered a shvua that made him, by his denial, save a payment, and therefore he's not going to be considered a case of shvus bekadin with all of the halachas that are attached to a shvus bekadin. In a case, however, we said any day masach heichen shari, if the owner of the animal tells the shemachinim, where's my animal? Amalai, and the shemach says any day matasach. I don't know what you're talking about. I never watched the animal. For who? Mace or nishba or nishba nigna? Mashbiach ani. And again, v'amar amen, and he swears. Again, he's potter. Because even if he would have said the truth, given all the examples that the Mishnah gave of what happened, he wouldn't have to pay. And therefore, the shvua doesn't accomplish anything for him. Of course, he shouldn't have made a false shvua, but it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, he's potter. In a case, however, where the owner says Hechen Shari, Amalai, he tells him Abad, and he says Mashbiachani, I make you swear to that effect. Vamar Amen, and the Shemus says Amen, and then Ve'edim says Sha'achloi. So then Edim say that he himself was negligent; he himself ate up the animal. So then Shams a Karen, then he has to pay the value of the Shor. Ve'hoidem Atzmai, but if it wasn't that way, rather he admitted to his lie. So that's the example of Shuos HaBekadon. And since that's the example of Shuos HaBekadon, the halacha will be Mishalim Karen V'chaymish. He has to pay Karen V'chaymish, and he also has to bring a carbon asham. He's going to have to bring a carbon asham. As we learned, this is only in a case that he admitted on his own that the halacha of Shvus Bekadin, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that is only when somebody admits on his own, because they are serving as a kapara, the way the Rishonim explain, and only when you admit it on your own are you deserving of a kapara. If it was Edim that made you admit, you're that deserving of a kapara. But now, the halacha is, the question of course is, that we have a rule throughout Shas that ain't other meis matzma rasha. A person is not believed to say that he did something wrong. So why do we believe his admission? Why do we believe his admission when he says that I did something wrong? So the Gra and others explain that even though of course there is such a halacha of ain't other meis matzma rasha, a person is not believed to say that he did an Aveira, but there's another halacha, and that is the halacha of Eidos Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. When somebody admits to doing something wrong, it's the equivalent of Meya Edim. So this person, by saying that he did what he did and he owes the Karen V'chaymish, etc., So it's in the category of Ados Badin Kamei Edom Dami, and that's why he's believed. Continues the Mishnah. If the owner of the animal says to the Shemachinim, Hechen Shari, again, he asks him, where's my animal? Vamaloi Nignav, and he says it was stolen. Mashbiach Aniva Ame Ame. The Edom Edom Oysa Shuganvoi. It wasn't stolen, it's just he took it himself. Then Misham Tashtume Kefal, because the halacha is, whatever somebody is a toin tanis ganav, the halacha is, and Edom come and say that he lied, the Torah requires that he pay kefal. However, if hoidem atzmai, if he was moida, then mishalim, then that's again the case of shuas b'kodin, and mishalim karen v'chaymish, and he brings a karban asham. Amar lach b'shuk, if somebody said to somebody in the street, just goes over to somebody and says, Hechen shari sheganafta, where's the animal that you stole for? But in this case of shuas b'kodin, the halacha is that you pay karen v'chaymish, but you don't pay kefil. The halacha is that there isn't, Dor Sumech explains this, that chaymish, you don't pay chaymish when you pay kefil. That's the way Dor Sumech explains it. Tiferes Yisrael explains that chaymish and kefil are two different types of payment. Chaymish is a kapara, as we said a moment ago. Kefil is a knas. You don't pay kapara and knas at the same time. Again, Amar Lech B'Shuk, somebody approaches somebody and says, Hechen Shorish Ganafta, where's the animal that you stole from me? Who am I like Ganafti? I never stole. The Edom Edom I saw Shaganvoi, and there are Edom that could say testimony that he did indeed steal the animal. The Halach is, as we just said a moment ago, Misham Tashlumi Kefal, which is the Halach by any Ganaf. Tavach Umachar, if he sold the Shor or he sold it, then the halach is, as the Torah tells us, Mishalim Teshlume Abov Chamisha. Ra Edom Shemashushin. So here we're talking about a case where the Ganef saw Edom are about to come, or Boim, to say testimony about him in Bezdin. So he runs to Bezdin of Amar Ganafti, and he says, I stole it, Avaloi Tavakti Velei Mecharti, Edom Mishalim El Keren. Because this is the halacha, as we said many times, that a Maida Beknas is Potter. And our Mishnah is teaching us that not only is the halacha that a moed b'knas is potter, but our Mishnah is even telling us that a moed b'knas v'achakach mo edim, and it's even more than that. You know that the edim are going to come, you're still potter. Continues the Mishnah. Amal shoyl, if the animal of the owner of the animal said to the shoyl, Hechen shoyl, where's the animal that I lent you? V'amaloi, and he says, mace, the animal died. But that really isn't what happened, says the Mishnah. What really happened was, Shenishbar, or Nishbar, or Nigna, Eved, or the Shoyel says, Nishbar, it broke. What really happened was, Bushamesa, Nishbar, or Nigna, Eved, or the Shoyel says, Nishbar, but really what happened was, Shemesa, Nishbar, or Nigna, Eved, Nignav, or was stolen, and he says that it was stolen. But really what happened was, Mesa, Nishbar, or Nishbar, Eved, or if the Shoyl says Ovad, but really what happened was Shemes or Nishba or Nishba or Nignav, Mashbiach Ani, and he says Omein, he's Potter. Because again, when is he going to be Chai for Shvuos B'Kodin? We're only going to be Chai for Shvuos B'Kodin if you would have accomplished something with that Shvua. But this Shvua, he's not accomplishing anything with, because he's anyway going to have to pay. So therefore, it's not a case of Shvuos B'Kodin. However, says the Mishnah, Hechen Shari, again, the owner of the animal says to the Shoyl, Hechen Shari, where's my animal? And Amaloi, and the Shoyl says, Any day matasach, I don't know what you are talking about. For who? But really what happened was, Meis, Nishba, Nishba, Nigna, Eved, Mashbiach, Anivama, Amen. In all these cases, with this Shvur, he would have gotten off the hook. And that's why it's considered a case of Shvur Sabikadim, that is Chayiv. We learned earlier in our shiur that a shoyl is potter by mesa machnas melacha. What's going to be an halacha is somebody borrowed a sefer, and while he was using the sefer, and it tore. Is that considered mesa machnas melacha? The Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody borrows a sefer Torah, he's not allowed to lend that Sefer Torah to anyone else. And if he lends that Sefer Torah to somebody else, the halacha is anything that happens, even Meis Machas Melacha, he's going to be chayiv. So the Sefer Divrei Goyim says, based on this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says that if I borrowed something, and of course if I borrow something, I have no right to lend it to somebody else. And therefore, I'm going to be responsible if something happens, even Meis Machas Melacha. It seems that if it wasn't, if that would happen by me, I would be chayiv. But the Machna Ephraim is not so certain if that's considered Meisa Machmas Melacha. He says that when you borrow most things, there's a level of depreciation. But the halacha is not necessarily that case by a Sefer Torah. And the Mechas Elazar also discusses this question, and he says that it depends what kind of sefer and what kind of person. If it's a person that you know is going to be spending a lot of time learning, and it's a sefer that's easily torn, there he says the person who lent it knew to expect that that might happen, and therefore it can be considered a situation of Meis Machas Melacha. Next case, says the Mishnah, Amar l'nos sochav v'soicher. If somebody said to a shomer chinam or to a soicher, Hechen shayri, where is my animal? And Amar lo, and he responds, Meis, that the animal died. But really what happened was a nishba, or the soicher says nishba. Really what happened was Meis or nishba. Or he says nishba, and what really happened was Meis or nishba. Or he says nignav, and really what happened was avad. Or he says avad, what really happened was that got lost, but really what happened got stolen. And now the owner of the shor says to Mashbichani, Vama Emin Potter. Because even with the claims that he made, he would have been chayiv anyway. So since with the claims that he made, he would have been chayiv anyway, so there's no shvus, it's not considered a case of shvus bekadim. However, if the shor mesachah, the soicher says meis, oinishba, which is all a case of oinis, but really what happened was that the animal was nignav, it was stolen, or whatever, got lost. Because here he tried to make a shvua. He did make a shvua, spikadin, which was false. And that false shvua would have gotten him off the hook. And since it turned out to be a lie, he's chayiv kam v'chayim shekabin ashen. If the shayim sachar, or the soicher says, over a nignav, v'u shemes, oy nishba v'nishba, where he says that it was lost or stolen. But really what happened was there was an oinus, Meshbiachani v'amma amen potter. Because what really happened was something that makes him not have to pay. Because a shay mesach and a soicher don't have to pay what is an oinus. According to his claim of nignav nevad, he is chayiv. So he didn't say a claim that was going to absolve him. He made a claim that was going to make him chayiv. You're only chayiv, shvus abikadim, teaches us the Mishnah, when you make a claim would have gotten you potter. Here he actually made a claim that would have made him chayiv. Says the Mishnah, to summarize, Zeh klal, kol mishanah mechayiv l'chayiva. When somebody makes a claim, that whatever claim, if he would have said the truth or not, he would have been chayiv, or mipotel p'tor, or the claim that he said, or what really happened, he's potter, or he said a claim that would have made him potter, and he said a claim that would have made him chayiv. In all these cases, he's potter. It's not considered a situation of shuas b'kodin. But in a case, mechayiv l'ptor, he said a claim that if he would have said the truth, he would have been chayiv, and he made a claim that made him potter. That is the case of Shavuos Bekodim. Zaklal, and the Mishnah continues, Kol HaNishba L'Hak L'Atzmai, somebody who makes a Shavuah to get himself off the hook, a false Shavuah, that's the case of Shavuos Bekodim. But somebody makes a claim L'Hachmar L'Atzmai to only make it worse for himself, then the halacha is that that's not considered a case of Shavuos Bekodim, and he's potter. Says the Gemara, man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that speaks about the Arba Shomrim? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua Rameyihi. The Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. So from the Gemara's question, it seems that not everybody actually holds that there are four Shomrim. And the question of the Mishnah is, who is the Tana that holds that there are four Shomrim? Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Mika Tana de Leslei Arba Shomrim? Is there any opinion that doesn't hold that there are four Shomrim? What is meant here? Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Hakka Minalei, this is what I meant. Man Tana Dami Soicha Kenoisa Socha Dami. Who is the Tana, which as we see in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah treats the Shomer Socher and the Soicher the same way? Whose opinion does that represent? And Amar Abba Rameyihi. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that it is the opinion of Rameya that treats the Shomer Socher and the Soicher the same way? Ask the Gemara of Rameya Ipcha Shaminalei. We learned in a Braisa that Rameya holds just the opposite, because the Braisa teaches us the Tanya, Soicher Ketz Mishalim. What is the halach of a Soicher? Rameya says he's treated like a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yudaimik says, Kinaisa Socher. So how can we say that our Mishnah that treats a Shomer Socher and a Soicher equivalently is the opinion of Rameya? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Ravu Efchatani, he had a different girsa in the Braisa, and according to his girsa in the Braisa, Rameya Oimer Kinaisa Socher, and Yehuda Oimer Kishomer Chinam. Ask the Gemara, Hani Arbahu, but why are we saying that there are four Shomrim? If we just finished learning that the Soicher, and everybody agrees, that the Soicher doesn't have his own halacha. He's either treated like a Shomer Chinam, or he's treated like a Shomer Socher. So it turns out there are only three categories. Shlosha Hava, there are only three categories. Answers the Gemara, Amrav Nachman, Be Yitzchak. The way to understand the Mishnah is that there are Arba Shomrim, there are four cases, but when we speak about halacha, the name Shlosha, they're divided into three halachas, but there are four types of Shomrim. We learned in the Mishnah, Amal Shomer Chinam Hechen Shari, Amal Lechem Eshuk, Amal Shomer Hechen Shari, Amal Any Day Matzach, and all these cases, we learned that if you didn't get yourself off the hook, you didn't accomplish anything special with your Shvua, it's not a case of Shvua Spikadim. Amal Rav, Vekulin, all the cases that we learned, these types of cases that we learned in our Mishnah, Peturim, Mishuas HaShomrim, they don't have to bring the carbon asham, the chayovim, but they are still chayiv mishvum shvuas bitui. We spent a lot of time learning at the beginning of the Masechta the halacha of shvuas bitui, and shvuas bitui. If somebody makes a false shvua, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. So all these people, even though he didn't make a shvuas pikadin, and he won't have to bring a carbon asham, but he's going to have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid for shvuas bitui. Shmuel Amar, Apatur Mishvus Bitui, Shmuel says, even the halacha of Shmuel Bitui are not applicable. Says the Gemara, Ma'ikamifki, what is the basis of this machloikis? What is the basis of this machloikis of Rav and Shmuel? Says the Gemara, Shmuel Sava Lesson Balaba. Any Shmuel that can't be said about the future is not considered Shmuel Bitui. So somebody can't swear it will be stolen. Somebody can't swear it will die. It will be lost. And therefore, it can't be considered Shavuos Bitui. Rav's opinion is only that what's required is if it could be said, Belav Vehein, that means it was stolen, it wasn't stolen, it did die, it didn't die. That's enough to make it into Shavuos Bitui. But ask the Gemara, Vefelgibi Chadazimna, this is all the Machloikas Ditmar, Shvuah Shazar Pliny Tzrar Liyom. If somebody makes a shvuah that somebody threw a stone into the river, or somebody made a shvuah Shaloy Zorak that he didn't. Rav Amma, Rav said that's a case of Shvuah Spitui, that if it's false, you bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. The Shmuel Amma Potter, Rav Amma Chayiv, Rav says it's a case of Shvuah Spitui. Could the Issa Balav Ahein, since the shvuah can be expressed in the positive and the negative, it's enough to make it into Shvuah Spitui. V'shmuel am a potter, because the Leisa Balaba, I can't make a shvuah if somebody will or won't do something. Answers, the Gemara Tzricha. So why, asked the Gemara, do we have to have the same achloikus of Rav than Shmuel taught twice? Answers the Gemara, the Ishvina Bahab, if we were only talking about the case that we just learned about somebody throwing something, a rock into the sea, but Kamarov, the Shum, the Nafshim Mishtaba, somebody made the Shvur on his own volition. Aval Bahach, in the case of our Mishnah, the Beit Dina Mishtabale, Bezin is getting involved in this person making the Shvur. Eima Moidele L'Rav, maybe in such a case Rav agrees with Shmuel that that's not considered a Shvur Spitui. And why? Based on what Rav Ami taught us, Dama Rav Ami Kol Shvur Shadayona Mashbina Isai, any Shvur that you were made to make the Shvur by Bezdin, Ein Chayovim Lam Shvur Shvur Spitui, there's never Shvur Spitui. So that's why we have to say no, that even in the case where Bezdin made you make the Shvur, it's still going to be considered a Shvur Spitui. On the other hand, Vietma Baha, if we only had the case of Amish Baha Kam Shmuel, that's where Shmuel says it's not considered a Shvur Spitui, because Bezdin got involved. But in the case that we just learned about somebody making a shvur about somebody did or didn't do something, so it wasn't through Bezdin's involvement. Maybe there he's moided to Rav that it's considered a shvur spitui. Teaches us that according to Shmuel, it's still not considered shvur spitui. Gufur, Amar Avami. So the Gemara delves into this halacha. Amar Avami, kol shvur shadayon mashbina isoi, ein boy mishun shvur spitui. Any shvur the Bezdin makes you swear, that won't be considered a case of shvur spitui. Shenema, because the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of shvur spitui says, "Oy nefesh ki sishova levata b'svasayim," it means by ma'atzmai, that you volunteered the shvur, not the Bezdin compelled you to make the shvur. Kedresh Lakish, and this is based on what Resh Lakish says, "Dom Resh Lakish ki." Mishtamish b'arba l'shonis. The word ki can mean one of four different words. It can mean e, if, dilma, maybe, ela, only, and the ha, because. And the pasuk kishava explains like this. Ki sishava, if you swear, because you chose to swear, then the halacha of shvur spitui will apply. But if you swore because Bezdin compelled you to swear, that isn't considered a shvur spitui. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Imer Kolon, all the cases that we mentioned in our Mishnah, which are not considered shvur sabikadin, p'turim shvur spitui, shvur shayim v'chayav mishun shvur spitui, chutz, except from the case, any day matosach. In a case where the person says, I don't know what you're talking about, the shoyl that we spoke about by the shoyl, then in that, and similarly the case of Gneva Avoida by Shoyim Asocha and Asoicher, Shuchayiv, that you're going to be Chayiv for Shvur Sabikodin, Shaykof and Mammon, because they, in these cases, they wanted to absolve themselves from the halacha of having to have to pay. And whenever you're trying to deny, and by trying to deny, that's the purpose of your Shvur, that's when you're going to have to pay. That's going to be the case of Shur Sabikodin. Because, and why is Rabbi Lezer coming to teach us? Since we learned in the Mishnah Chayiv, where the Mishnah says, Mishalm Karen Chaimish V'Osham, so we would maybe make a mistake and think that the Chayiv that the Mishnah means to say is a Chayiv Karben Oil of Yair for Shur Spitui. And when the Mishnah says Potter, we would think it means Potter altogether. Therefore, Rabbi Lazar came to teach us that when the Mishnah says Chayiv, Yechayiv, Kerem Chaimish for Asham, that for because you had a denial of money, and whatever there's a financial involvement, that's what's called a Shvus Bekodim. The question, of course, is that why are you not Chayiv both? A Chayiv Karban Oil of Yoyrid and a Karban Asham. And the answer that the Rishonim suggest is that they come for two very different purposes. And whenever they come for two different purposes, the Torah says you only pay for one. Maybe what more to be said is that when you're paying for carbon, when you're bringing a carbon ashram, you're having a kapara. Once you have a kapara, the carbon oil of a yard is more of a punishment. As we've learned, you maybe sometimes bring a carbon oil of a yard, even b'mezid. And once you have a kapara, there's no need to have any punishment. We should all always be careful as we finish Masechta Shavuos, which if we walk away with one lesson for Karban Masechta Shavuos, is the power of our words, what you could accomplish by making a Shavuah, what is the punishment for making a false Shavuah, what one should avoid making Karban Shavuah. When we learn the power of our words, we also learn not only in the making a shvua, not making a shvua, but it also teaches us the power of our words of Torah. It teaches us the power of our words of tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that the divrei Torah that we always speak should help us in this world and the next world. And the divrei tefillah that we speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel o'a tefillahs berachmim uberotzen v'yimala kol mishalas lebeinu l'toivah. Hanu lach abba shaymrim, the slick lock, Masechta Shavuos.